Hashem Yisbarach wants
us to come into this time of the year, into this tkufa of Achredes Ezelachem, of Yeshuas Makifas, of Nisim, of Nisan. He wants us to come in with the Seder of the Karbanis, of Ayikra. That's how he wants us to enter into this time. In order to get to Pesach, in order to get to Kadesh Urchatz, we have to pass by way of the Mizbeach, by way of the Kadosh Kadoshim, by way of the Beis Hamikdash, by way of Karbanos. So listen to this Medrash. Let's try to understand on a very simple level. The Medrash in Vayikra, Parsha Beis, the Medrash Rabbah, talks about the Akedah. B'shor she'okad Avram Avinu is Yitzhak Benai Hiskin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shtei Kvasim Echad Shal Shachris Ve'echad Shal Arvis. The Medrash says a fascinating thing, that at the time of the Akedah, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesakin, set up, that there would be in the future the Keves Echad Baboiker and the Keves Echad Ben Harabayim. And the Medrash asks, V'kolkach Lama, Shabishor Shaho Yisrael Makriven Tomer Al Gabi Mizbeach V'kayrin Es HaMikra Hazeh Safona Lifnei Hashem Zoycha HaKadosh Baruch HaKedis Yitzchak. The Medrash says that in the future, when the Jewish people will bring the Karban Tomer in the morning and the Karban Tomer later on in the day, and we're going to read the Pasuk Tzafona Lifnei Hashem Zoych HaKadosh Baruch HaKedis Yitzchak, Hashem is going to remember, or Kivyochel be reminded of the HaKedis Yitzchak. Miidani, now listen to this, Miidani Olai Es HaShemayim Ves Ha'aretz. This is found also in Tan Velio with some variations. Miidani Olai Es HaShemayim Ves Ha'aretz. Hashem calls heaven and earth as witnesses. Ben Goy, Ben Yisrael, Ben Ish, Ben Isha, Ben Eve, Ben Amma. Koyrin es hamikra hazeh, that when this pasuk is read, Safona lifnei Hashem, that the carbon is brought, Safona lifnei Hashem. Zoych HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKedis Yitzchak. Hashem remembers HaKedis Yitzchak. And you know, and all of us live through this, especially by Yom Teruah, and especially by Rosh Hashanah. Our entire existence stands upon HaKedis Yitzchak. We need to understand what's the connection between HaKedis Yitzchak and this particular koach of Tzafona Lifnei Hashem. And why dafka this pasuk, Tzafona Lifnei Hashem? So let's go a little bit back, a little bit earlier in Avraham Avinu's life, and to another medrash, but a little bit earlier. The medrash is describing the Mishta Godel B'yom Higomles Yitzchak that Avraham Avinu made. He made a tremendous banquet, a Mishta Godel, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the miraculous birth of Yitzchak Avinu. So the Medrash brings that the Malachi Hashores had a taina. The Malachim were Mekatrek. It often seems that just when things are going well and everybody's having a nice time, the Malachim are Mekatrek. We'll talk about that, what that Kitrig means in a second, but what was the Kitrig? Avram zeh somach v'simech es hakol. The Malachim said the following. Avram Avinu was very happy. He had a child. And not only is he happy, but he's making everybody else happy with the party. V'loi hifrish l'kadosh baruch hu loy par echad v'loi ayil echad. It's very nice that Avraham Avinu is happy, and it's very nice that he's misamech everybody else. But the Malachim said he couldn't bring one carbon. He wasn't mafrish loy par echad v'loi ayil echad. He couldn't bring a carbon. So Omlam HaKadosh Baruch. So that was the kitrug of the Malachim. Where's the carp? He's having a nice time. He's enjoying the nace. He's enjoying the child. He's being mesamech the entire chevra. No carp. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to this kitrug of the Malachim. Omlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amenas. The Baruch Shalom says to the Malachim, stay tuned. Because there's going to be a time in the not so distant future, there's going to be a time that he's going to give up his only child. He's going to give up his son. He's going to bring the greatest sacrifice, the greatest carbon of all. And then the Medrash concludes, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hare Hashah. And then when it came time for the Akedah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hare Hashah and Miyad, V'ha'elokim Nisa Es Avram. And that was the Nisoyin of the Akedah's Yitzhak. Now first of all, I'm sure many of you know, the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, in the second Chelik, the Ramchal explains, Bichlal, what's the Inyan of Malachim when they have tainus? What's the inyan of Malachim when they're mekatreg? What is this inyan of the Elyonim that they have opinions regarding what we do? So the Ramchal there explains that the inyan of the Malach, the inyan of Malachim, is that the Malach is nichnas lifnai v'lifnim, that the Malach enters into the depths of the human mind and the human heart to dissect and to analyze our actions. What a person is on the outside can very often be extremely different from what's on the inside. And the person can be living in such different worlds. Others might be fooled. The Malach, the inyan of the kitrug of the Malach, is that the Malach is menateach, he dissects every maisi of the person, the oimek of the person, that which other people can't see, and very often the person can't see himself. And the Ramchal explains, now there are Malachim that are emphasizing the tzad haschus. There are angels that are trying to emphasize the deepest hidden good, the underlying essential greatness of man. Those are malachim that are being melamed zchus. And there are other malachim, the Ramchal says, that are emphasizing, that are pointing to, that are highlighting the tzad hachoiva. That are focusing on something inside that is hidden from others and often from one himself, that's not so beautiful, that's not so pretty. And that's how the Ramchal explains the inyan of the kitrug of the Malachim Bechla. So getting back to Avraham Avinu, we understand that the Malachim who are looking, whose responsibility is to uncover that hidden Chayva, that hidden imperfection. Those malachim detected in Avraham Avinu by the celebration of the Nes of Yitzchak Avinu, they detected that even though there was a time, it was a great time of Kiddush Hashem, but Sof Kol Sof, there was something that was pogum. There was an imperfection, there was something that was missing, there was something that was chaser. And the Malachim said that he didn't bring a carbon. Lehifrish, that he wasn't mafrish, v'lo parechot, v'lo ayel echot. Not one behemoth, he didn't bring a carbon. It was the Malachim were saying, that the Mekatrig are saying, that the true measure of a human being is always depending upon what is he willing to give up. The fact that he was willing to cater a big affair and he was showing gratitude to Hashem is for sure wonderful. But what sacrifice was he making, b'shas mais? Loi par v'loi ay. That's the kitrug of the Malachim. In response to that kitrug of the Malachim, the Bar Olam gives the Malachim a preview of the Akedah. Because by the Akedah, there is going to be a hisgalus of the Pnimius Shebepnimius, of the absolute ultimate sacrifice of Esbinchas Yechidcha Shahavtes Yitzchak. The Matzpunei Halev, the deepest, deepest point that's hidden in the heart. The love that a father has for a son. All that's hidden within the father. That in the future, this man, Avram, who you're having a taina, you're complaining that he's not making any sacrifice. He's enjoying the child, he's enjoying the nais, but he's not making any sacrifice of a behemoth. This person, Avraham Avinu, in the future is going to bring the deepest part of himself on the Mizbeach. Because as Reb Tzadik says, Pnimius Ha'av Habein, the inner essence of the parent is the child. Now let's return to the site of the words of the Pasuk. Safonu lifnei Hashem. Safonu lifnei Hashem. Remember the Medrash of the beginning that Hashem is Baruch said by the Akedah that Jews are going to bring in the future Karbanis. And whenever they say the words Safonu lifnei Hashem, it's going to be Ma'ir of this chus of this father bringing a child for a Karban. And all of the karbonis, the karbon oila specifically, because that's what this pasuk is talking about. Safoina lefnei Hashem, the karbon oila, where the oila is given and everything is given to Hashem as a book of that karbon. So now we can understand, let's try to understand the connection between this pasuk of Safoina lefnei Hashem and Akedas Yitzchak. Kadesh urchatz karpas yachatz. Magid rochza moitzi matza, morakoyrech shulchan oirech, tzofen. Let's stop at tzofen. Now tzofen, of course, means that which is what? Hidden. And it's referring specifically to the afikoyim. Tzofen means that which is hidden. There were certain terrorists that my father, Zal Gesund Zayin, would say and says, and Mr. Shemsha continues from the Mitzvonsik to say every Seder night. This one in particular was a Torah that he heard in the name of the Arugas Abaisa, or as my father calls him, the Arigas Abaisa. The Arugas Abaisa taught, I'm trying to say this over, I can't possibly capture the way that my father always says this. But the Arugas HaBaisim taught that the inyan of yachatz, of breaking the matzah, and the larger piece of the matzah is tzofun, is hidden. And the Arugas HaBaisim taught that a person in his life is broken when the neshama comes into the guf, when we descend into this world. And just as by the night of Pesach, there are different minhagim who looks for the afikoyman that is missing. The Arugas HaBaisim taught that the larger part of the person is missing. And you and I spend our lives searching for the bigger piece of who we are. That piece of ourselves that we don't see, that's not clear, that we don't see before our eyes. We know that it's there. We sense that it's there. The chelik galukam yimal, that's suffering. And the book of Zabaisam taught that there are different customs. Oftentimes that which is hidden is stolen. B'chal, the whole minig of stealing the afikarim, you know that there were tzaddikim that were very much opposed to that. And there are others that supported the minig. I'm not going to that now. But we understand that in the course of our lives, it often happens. That who we really are becomes lost. That who we really are is stolen by the other side, by the Sitra Achra, by something else, by somebody else. The other side, not the side of Kedusha. Because we have a Kabbalah from Chazal based upon the Pasuk in Navi and Yoel. You know, one of the names of the Yetzer Hara is Tsifoni, is the word Safun. That's one of the names of the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara in Sukkot Daf Nun Beis brings the Pasuk in Yoel, where Hashem's Baruch promises that there will come a time Es HaTzifoni Archik Me'Aleichem. Now the Pasuk is referring to the enemy from the north. But the Gemara there in Sukkot says that Tzifoni, who's the Tzifoni Archik Me'Aleichem? The Gemara says Ze HaYetzahar Shatzofun Ve'Oimeid Be'Libay Shel Adam. That's referring to, in a deeper way, the Yetzer Hara. There's Sofun that is hidden. Sofun v'oimed b'libo shel Adam. In other words, the heart of a person has many, many amokim. The Baal HaTanya Schus Lanu Lekutei Torah and the Pasuk Mimamakim Kosich, if you look in the drashas of Rosh Hashanah, the Baal HaTanya has an unbelievable drasha on the capital that we say during the entire time of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Mimamakim Kruasicha Hashem. And there the Tanya teaches the Amokim, that there are 10 Amokim based upon the Zohar Kodesh and Kisvei Ari. The heart has different levels. Amokim, Amokim. And there is a presence that's called the Tzafoni, that which is Tzafun the Yetzahara, which is Tzafun V'Oimid B'Libu Shel Adam. That means that in each and every one of us, the deepest, deepest oimik that is purely good, that is really tzafona lifnei Hashem, that big piece of the matzah, that's called tzafun borech, beirech, tzafona lifnei Hashem. But unfortunately, the tzafoni, that power of the evil one, of the Yetzer Hara, causes there to be confusion. And because of the obstruction of the tzifoni, of that koach of the Yetzer Hara that is tzofun, all the negiyus, all the silliness, all the foolishness, all the superficiality that is inside, hides from the person that tzofun, that deepest, deepest oimik of the nefesh ha'elokis, of the chelik elokom yimal, of the mohus of the person, the be'emes, the essence of the person, is tzafoin lifnei Hashem. Therefore, even in the way that it's used in modern Hebrew, for conscious or subconscious, the word is used, what word is used in Hebrew? What's the word in Hebrew that's used? Matzpun. Matzpun, of course, comes from the word tzafun, which means concealed and hidden. Matzpun. That means that on one level, there's the matzpun that is generated by the Yetzer Hara, by the Tzifoni, that causes us to become lost, not to be able to find the true tzafun, the true matzpun of Kedusha, the bigger piece of the matzah that's hidden. And therefore, what the Malachim HaMakatrik is as follows. It's possible for a Jew to be singing the Beis Medrash the entire day. It's possible for a person to daven in Shachris Mincha Maariv and to be mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah. But without ever bringing that sacrifice on the Mizbeach for who he be'emes is. But Avraham Avinu, the meaning of the Akedah of Tzafoyna Lefnei Hashem, the meaning of Tzafoyna Lefnei Hashem is to be able to come to that Nekuda within oneself, which is the meaning of Avraham Avinu, which is the Nekuda of the Ben, of the child, of the essence of the ultimate sacrifice, of giving of oneself, which is the Karban Oila, where everything rises on the Mizbeach, where a person comes to the deepest essence of who he is. Where he's mevatel all the exterior etzaynus, all that is outside. He's mevatel himself kolil like a carbon on mizbech to give himself entirely to Hashem. Because you and I know that when it comes down to it, even though we all make sacrifices, we all try our best, but there's something inside of us that frightens us, that makes it impossible to give the ultimate. And I'm not saying, God forbid, that we should have to dial Kiddush Hashem, although Jews have done that many times as well. But to be able to give up that which is most important in your life, to be able to give that up, sometimes it can mean the extra 15 minutes in the morning. It can mean getting to shul on time, because for that person at that time in his life, those 15 minutes of sleep is very dear and very precious. It could mean that you could sit in the Beis Medrash the whole day, but when it comes to giving up that picture on the phone, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when you're making that sacrifice. And when you come to that point within yourself, it's called Tzafona Lefnei Hashem. And that's Ma'ir of the Schusiv, the Akedah, of a Jew who is able to give up everything to come to that point within himself, to get past the Tzafoni, to break the grip of the Tzafoni, of that hidden Yetzirah, to come to that point where finally you and I are able to let go of that which is keeping us from Hashem Yisbarach. Every single day, the main time to work on that is davening. Tefillah is b'mekayim karbanos. And therefore, the ikar avodah of tefillah, as is discussed at length in the Svarim, it's not the time to start bringing it to different places. The inyan of davening is to be mevatel my ritzonos before the ratzon Hashem. To come to that place where all the svaris and all the tainus of the tzafoni, of the Yetzer Hara, of the hidden one, all of those tainus and svaris are broken. And I'm able to come to that place like Chana did, of ve'eshpoiches nafshi lifnei Hashem, the beginning of Sefer Shmuel. Ve'eshpoiches nafshi lifnei Hashem, Rashi defines over there tefillah, that the essence of tefillah is Shvichas HaNefesh. Now, people pay lots of money to go to good therapists, and sometimes not good therapists. They pay lots of money. They're paying money for the inyan of Shvichas HaNefesh. Because when you come to the therapist, and you're paying $150, $200 for 45 minutes to an hour, you're going to find that you start to unload and unburden yourself relatively quickly. Because there's good inside and there's bad inside. There's the Tzafoni, there's the Eitzahara, and there's the Matzpun, there's the essence, the Ikke, the Mehusav Yid, which is Kodesh V'Tahar. And when a person comes to a therapist, the Avodah is V'Eshpoich Es Nafshi. And after V'Eshpoich Es Nafshi, you write the check. And hopefully as a result of V'Eshpoich Es Nafshi, sometimes the therapist even tells you, gives you an Eitzah or two. But the Ikke Yeshua comes from the Maisa of Shviches HaNefesh. And when a person engages in Eshpoich Es Nafshi, he pours out the toichen of who he is. As kol matzpunei libay, the good and the bad. The ikabir of who we are is the time of tefillah, which Rav Shamsa Shmuel Hirsch and other tzaddikim kadmonim explained. The whole definition of tefillah is to be mavar, the toy from the ra. Therefore, in conclusion, the Svarim say, the whole tachlis of this time of the year is to get to the end of the Haggadah. The end of the Haggadah is Echad Miyadei and then the Chagadya. Chagadya, I'm not going to talk about now. That's a very, very long discussion. b'lin yaneinu. The Svarim say the tachlis of all the avoda, really of the entire year, from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur till now, and through this time of the year, and all the avoda of bittul chametz and beer chametz and so on, and the avoda of the Korban Pesach, the Leil Seders, to come to that question of echad mi yodea, and to be able to answer in the clearest way, echad ani yodea. And I heard once, in the name of the Rosh Hashivim Gate, said that he said that the same way, you know, talking about psychologists, but there's also a game that children play called association, right? Somebody says a word, and you say the first thing that comes to your mind. So he says, chocolate ice cream. The first thing, whatever you associate, and through that you can have a hergish of where this person is, of who this person is by association, by playing that game of association. So I heard in the name of the Rashi from Gates said that he said that the whole beer of Leil Pesach to find out whether or not all that we've been doing throughout the year, and especially this time of the year, whether it's really working, is that when you hear, if somebody wakes you up in the middle of the night and somebody says to you, Echad, you shake and you say, Echad, Elokeinu b'shem ha'im v'ha'aretz. Not Yankees, one. Boston, one. New York is one. Or people walk around, you have people walk around with a necklace. I don't think they do it anymore. They used to wear a necklace that says number one. Echad ani yedei. Echad ani yedei. The whole avoid of this time of the year is to come to what? That if someone asks you echad, your association of echad ani yedei, and you're able to answer in the clearest way, that the I, the only I, the essence of all creation, the one to whom I owe everything, the one for whom I sacrifice everything, and am ready to give up everything in my life, is Echad Elokeinu Shem Shemayim V'aretz. And then someone says to you, what about the number six? Six, Shisha Sidra Mishnah, by association. Seven, Shabbos. Eight, Bris Milah. And somebody once asked, Rabbi Gedalia Yisrael Zechon Levracha, but how is it possible, the Gemara says, that you look at the Tchelis, and the Tchelis reminds you of the color of the Yom, and the Yom is the Reki, and the Reki is Kisakov. That's also right, that's a game of association. You look at the Tchelis, and it reminds you of the Kisakov. So Gedalia Yisrael said, what? The Gemara, when Chazal say that you can't look at the B'gidei Tzavani V'nishi, you can't look at the color garments of a woman, because you might associate that with a woman, that you do understand. It all depends what you think about all day. If you think about that Indian all day long, then when you see the big dates of any of a woman, you'll think of the woman. If you think about the Kisei HaKavod all day, when you see the Tchelis, you'll think about the Kisei HaKavod. And when you think about the Baruch Olam your entire life, then when you hear the question, Echad Mi Yodea, the answer is always going to be, Echad Ani Yodea. And that's exactly what the Chazon Ish wrote in one of his letters. He wrote a letter of Hadracha to one of his Talmidim, and he wrote in that letter, V'ha'ikka Lizkor Lefnei Mi'at Ta'omel. Listen to these words. He's talking to a very firm person that's sitting and learning all day long. But you can go your entire life doing all kinds of wonderful mitzvahs and masim tovim and sitting and learning all day long. And the Chazon Ish writes, but you could be forgetting. The Iker is to remember, Echad Ani Yodea, Echad Elokeinu Shebishamayim V'aretz, Lefnei Mi'at Ta'amel. Why are you learning? To whom are you davening? Why are you being Mekayim this mitzvah? Lefnei Mi'at Ta'amel was the tachlis of all of your amelis in this world. What's the tachlis of your being in this world? And when a person is focused on that, that brings him to that nekuda of tzafoyin lefnei Hashem, to that point within himself of tzafoyin lefnei Hashem, to the deepest part that's tzofun, the afikoyim, the biggest part of who he is. You know, the Bnei Sosra, Shkusalani used to go the second night of Pesach, the second Seder, he used to finish early, or it was in the middle, I don't know what he did. He used to go around, he's famous, he used to go with some of his chassidim, and he used to like to go here, listen, and to look in to see the storm that Jews were making. He had enough from that, from hearing what the Jews were singing and saying, and he would look in a little bit into the windows, and they say that the Bnei Sosra came to the house of a very, very, very posh Yid, the simplest Jew in Dinov, and this person was saying the four sons. And he said the four sons, he says, Echad Chacham, Echad Rosh. So the chassidim with the bnei sos, they start to live. It's on Hamaritz. He thinks, what's he saying over here? It's not creation. It's echod. And the bnei sos was very nispal, and he said, do you see what this father is? This is a father that's able to say over say that the Haggadah so clearly that even a ben harasha, he's able to be megala the nekuda of echad even in a child who's far, far removed from holiness. He's able to be megala the nekuda of echad in the yadei echad and the yadei even in a ben harasha. So Hashem's book should help us that we should be zayichim mitzvah Hashem to come to that safon lifnei Hashem and to remember lifnei mi anachnu amelim. What's all of this about? What's all the learning? What's all the mitzvahs? What's all the Torah? It sounds very silly and very superficial and very, very babyish. But the emes is the Chazon Ish wrote it. Ha'ike liske lifnei mi ata amel. That we should remember lifnei mi anachnu amelim. We should all find the afikayman and we should be zayichim mitzvah Hashem to eat and asvachim and apsachim and Yerushalayim HaKadosh with the Gula Shem HaMitzvah. May be Amin.